One of our favorite guests of all time, at least we have a guest today, Brian Wheeler from the real Brian Wheeler from Consumers Energy. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. So I'm your one of your favorites because I actually made it on air. If not, then who knows what you'd have to say about
that darn mayor.
No, he's a good guy.
Yeah. He had an emergency meeting this morning, so.
Understood.
So what were we talking? Brian, of course, your corporate office now is in Lansing, Brian?
I'm calling you from my home office, which
right,
is East Lansing.
Okay,
yeah.
You're working at home, but where's your normal office? Are you still working in Jackson?
I'm a One Energy Plaza denizen.
Okay.
We don't have a pandemic going on. So
okay.
I'm looking forward to getting back there because it's been 6 months since all this started, as you know.
Long time with the SIT-PAT. Now, we're going to have a former SIT-PATter on tomorrow, Linda Haas, who has written a book about Jackson County. What can you tell me about Linda?
Once upon a time, I was an editor, I think features editor for the newspaper, and I read a lot of her work. I'll say this, as a writer, she's really good. She's really strong. You know, some writers, you have to clean up all sorts of typos and grammatical things.
Uh-huh.
Linda gave you clean copy, good copy, and she's a good storyteller, too. So I'm happy you're going to have her on.
Yeah, she wrote a book about the history of Jackson County. Should be interesting. So, Mr. Wheeler and folks from DTE Energy and other energy companies announcing yesterday a electric vehicle charging network, and we've Brian been hearing a lot about electric vehicles here well over the past few years, but just lately it has really kind of ramped up here.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. We were talking about the history of Jackson County. Consumers Energy has a pretty significant role, I'd like to think, in that history in terms of electrifying the community and being a good corporate citizen. But now you look to the future, and I think we still have a role to play. We've talked about clean energy, renewables, solar power, things like that. But electric vehicles are coming, and they're coming on fast. I was just reading a story the other day that talked about how the price points, you know, the automakers who are they can to shave the cost of these vehicles. It's reaching that point where it's going to become a default or kind of a go-to for new car buyers. And that could happen as soon as the middle of this decade or by the end of it.
Yeah, they're talking the mid-20s, which anymore sounds like a bargain.
Well, I think for a lot of people so far who bought electric vehicles, they're doing it because they're first concerned about protecting the planet, the environment, which I think is great. But cost is always a consideration, and the cost is changing. The battery technology is growing fast. The reason why you've got me on, of course, is that yesterday we were proud to announce with DTE that we're committing to building out the network, the infrastructure of charging stations, so that you're driving your car, whether you're charging at home and going to work, or you're making that road trip across the state or across the entire Midwest, the charging stations will be there so you can continue to power up. It's something we take for granted that we'll always have gas stations close enough by. We shouldn't run out of gas. But for those electric car drivers, they need to be sure they have the power as well.
Yeah, I think it was some breaking news. In fact, yesterday it was Elon Musk. Take that for what it's worth, saying that they've knocked the cost of batteries in half. Did you hear that?
Yeah. He's making some big announcements. He talked about a Tesla vehicle being available in a couple of years, I think for $25,000 retail.
Yeah.
That was what he suggested. So, yeah, and the interesting part is that so Tesla is known as an innovative company. But they don't have the market corner by any stretch when it comes to electric vehicles.
No.
Right here in Michigan, General Motors, Ford, they're turning their factories over. They're changing their product models. There was a number at one point. I think 40 different models of electric vehicles are in development or on the market right now. So the variety of the options are there. You'll be able to get yourself an electric vehicle, whether it's a sedan or a truck or whatever else you're interested in. I'll tell you this too. We're talking about closer to home here in Jackson. The network of charging stations that we're talking about is actually taking shape as we speak. You can go downtown, of course, right in front of our Innovation Center on Michigan Avenue. We've got some charging stations. There's other ones. Christoph and Sons, they did their amazing remodel of the toy house. They've got charging stations there. I can't promise you when. I don't know the details quite yet, but I understand that the county airport is going to have some fast charging stations within the next 6 months or so. So stay tuned for more on that.
So why would a big utility like Consumers and DTE get into this?
Yeah, we have a little bit of interest when it comes to things having to do with electricity, as you might guess.
Just a little.
And just a little bit, yeah. Well, you know, we want to be part of the conversation right now on the front end. We want to be part of helping the automakers, helping customers adapt to the technology and do what we can to help. So we have a program called Power My Drive, and consumersenergy.com/PowerMiDrive is the spot to learn more about the rebates that are available. What the program is doing is giving rebates, whether you have a home charging station in your garage or we're talking about these fast charging stations like at the airport down the road here where you can charge your entire car battery from, you know, 0 to nearly 100% within an hour. We want to make sure that we're doing the things that serve the growth of this population, these electric cars, that help our economy, help Michigan do well, and also help people make the right decisions so that they know they can charge their vehicles if they're on their road. We can give incentives. We do give incentives to help people, encourage people to charge their vehicles at night, off-peak hours we talk about.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about before that you don't want people to be charging their vehicles too much when it's 90 degrees in the middle of the afternoon on a hot summer day, because that's a time when the grid is really working hard to get all the, you know, electricity that everybody needs for their air conditioning. So we're building the model, and not car models, but the structure that goes into place to really make sure this can take off. I think it's taking off sooner than some people had once thought.
From fuel to battery power, how long are the predictions, Brian? Do we get there?
Yeah, I don't know what whoever's got that crystal ball that works well is going to make a lot of money as they make their predictions for the future. The projections that we talk about are along the lines of 15 to 20 million electric vehicles will be on the road in the U.S. By the end of the decade. So it's going to be a growing market. There's nothing along the lines of saying people have to use electric vehicles. So I think you're going to see combinations of hybrids or some people who want gas-using vehicles for whatever reason. All we can do is just acknowledge that this is where the world is heading and provide the means for people who want electric vehicles who think it's affordable and think it's a good option for the environment, that you know we've got the structure in place to make you be able to make that choice. I don't have an electric vehicle in my own household yet, but I've joked with my wife that, you know, as soon as the Honda Accord that I drive goes belly up, it won't be terribly long, then it's an electric vehicle for us. I'm looking forward to it.
Brian Wheeler with us from Consumers Energy while we have you here. Brian, this is probably the time of year right now we're starting to get the cooler weather to get that house buttoned up.
Yeah, have you heard about that? I think it's the first day of fall today, isn't it?
Yesterday,
there you go. First full day of fall. How's that? This is a good time to think about that. Make those, get those screens out. Start putting your winter storm windows in effect. This is going to be an interesting. This has been an interesting year with the pandemic going on. Of course, a lot of people are affected in a lot of different ways, so we're really sensitive to that. I would say that, as always, every year, always make those transitions with your house to make sure it's working as efficiently as it can and keep your energy bills low. But if you're a customer and you've got some concerns about paying your bill, because sadly our economy is not quite back up to full speed right now, this is the time to reach out to 211 to connect with nonprofit assistance that's available. And there's really there's no concern, there's no shame in doing that. 211 or nonprofit agencies exist to help people, even if it's a one-time situation. Maybe you've been without work for a month and you're going to have a job before too long. You know, your business is going to reopen soon. But go get that help. If you're a Consumers Energy customer, reach out to us, 800-477-5050. Let us know if you're going to have any concerns about paying your bill. We can make arrangements to help you.
Good deal. All that information, of course, on the Consumers website.
Yeah, absolutely. Go to consumersenergy.com. Like I said, consumersenergy.com/PowerMiDrive, MiDrive, to learn a little bit more about electric vehicles, the rebates that we offer. There's a lot that's available to help people with those costs. Also go to our website, though. You can learn about the assistance that we can make available and the other services that we do. I shouldn't forget, this is also National Clean Energy Week. So if you're thinking about solar panels, if you're thinking about how we're going to be getting rid of coal in the next generation, you can learn more about that as well.
Beautiful. Brian, thanks for the visit. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
The real Brian Wheeler from Consumers Energy.